That was the band Smokey with In the Heat of the Night. Before that, the Lemon Twigs with I Want to Prove to You. And we started that little set off with the Easy Beats and A Very Special Man. Well, I think that's just going to about do it for breakfast for dinner this evening. This has been DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining. I want to remind you there's an encore presentation of this very show on the upcoming Wednesday here from 5 to 6 here in WRCT Pittsburgh. So if you missed the show, then you're probably hearing it on Wednesday. Anyway, that's encore presentation Wednesdays at 5. I'm going to leave you tonight with a band called Wanderlust and a song I Walked. Thank you for joining me this evening, and we will see you next time. This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
Municipal Station again presents Folk Songs of America, featuring the great Negro minstrel of Louisiana, Hughie Leadbetter, known to you as Leadbelly. And today, Leadbelly has as his guest the Oleander Quartet. Last week, Leadbelly sang a Suki Jump tune called Chicken Crowing for Midnight, and It's Almost Day. Well, we're going to hear that one again. And if you want the words, just write to Leadbelly in care of this station. We'll send you a copy. Okay, Hughie.
Chicken crowing for midnight. Down in my home, they dance to sucker jumps all night. And when the chicken go to crowing for midnight, then everybody's fixing to get away. Chicken crowing for midnight, and it's almost day. Chicken crowing for midnight 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 and I'm going away. Chicken crowing for midnight and I'm going away. Chicken crowing for midnight and it's almost day. Chicken crowing for midnight and it's almost day.
Leadbelly and the Oleander Quartet are featuring blues today. Blues are the songs which really belong to the Negro people. All their troubles, their heartaches, their loves and sorrows make up the material for the blues. Leadbelly's going to sing Blues in My Kitchen and Blues in My Dining Room.
Now this is Blues in My Kitchen, Blues in My Dining Room. Where that come from? My wife's in the kitchen. She's cooking breakfast. I'm sitting in the dining room, and she's singing the blues. And that gave to me and that broad sad news. And I had to think about it. Now I'm going to sing about it.
Blues in my kitchen and my dining room. Better tell somebody they better come here soon. Got blues in my kitchen, blues in my dining room. You better tell somebody they better come here soon. When you lay down to sleep, don't you sleep too long. You can't ever tell what is going on. When you lay down to sleep, Lord, please don't sleep too long.
How's my kitchen fire? Better wake up once in a while.
Cause you can never tell what is going on. You go to bed early and early rise. It will make you healthy, wealthy and wise. If you go to bed early, Lord, and early rise.
Yes, it will.
It will make you healthy, Lord, wealthy and wise.
All right, come on, talk to me a little bit. Doing all right.
Got blues in my kitchen, blues in my dining room. Better tell somebody they better come here soon. Got blues in my kitchen, blues in my dining room.
Yes, it is, too.
You better tell somebody they better come here soon.
The Oleander Quartet now joins Leadbelly in a song called I went up on the mountain and looked at the rising sun.
This is went up on the mountain and looked at the rising sun. That's when the day's work is done. The boys have done the work, and they go up on the mountain and look down and look up. And the sun is going down, and they begin to sing.
I went up on the mountain, looked at the rising sun. Hey, 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 I went up on the mountain, looked at the rising sun. Hey, 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 baby, you can do me like old Rita. Hey, 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 I've been working all the summer and part of the fall. Hey, 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 I've been working all the summer and part of the fall. Had to take my Christmas and my overhaul. Hey, 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 hey. Did you get that letter I throwed in your backyard? Hey, 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 hey. Did you get that letter I throwed in your backyard? Hey, hey, hey. And babe, I would come and see you, but my folks have got me far. Hey, 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 hey. I went up on the mountain, look at the rising sun. Hey, I went up on the mountain, looked at the rising sun. Hey, and baby, you can do me like old Rita. Hey, 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 hey.
If you ask Lead Belly to name his favorite blues, he'll pick a song he did on this program months ago. But we're going to hear it again. It's called Good Morning Blues.
Now, this is Good Morning Blues. And I tell you about the blues. All Negroes like blues. Why? Because they was born with the blues. And now, everybody has the blues. Sometimes they don't know what it is. But when you lay down at night, turning from one side of the bed all night to the other, and can't sleep, what's the matter? Blues got you. Or when you get up in the morning, sit on the side of your bed, you may have a mother and father, sister and brother, boyfriend or girlfriend, a husband or wife around. You don't want no talk out of them. They ain't done you nothing, you ain't done them nothing, but what's the matter? Blues got you. Well, you get them, shove your feet down under the table, and look down in your plate, you may have chicken and rice. Take my advice, you walk away and shake your head. You say, Lord, have mercy. I can't eat and I can't sleep. What's the matter? The blues have still got you. They want to talk to you. You got to tell them something. Good morning, blues. Blues, how dare you do? Come on. Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? I'm doing all right. Good morning, how are you? I laid down last night, turning from side to side. What's the matter? Oh, turning from side to side. I was not sick, but I was just dissatisfied. When I got up this morning, who's walking around my bed? Oh, who's walking around my bed? I went to eat my breakfast. This is all in my bread. Come on, talk to me now. Take it easy.
You can find blues written on almost every subject in the world, but more blues seem to be about disappointed love than anything else. Lead Belly and the Oleander Quartet sing, Don't You Love Your Daddy No More.
Now, this is Don't You Love Your Daddy No More. Now, this is a new married couple. There's two white people. And this man was a hard-working man, just go to work and back home. Well, it wasn't the right type got together. Well, this man's wife, she wanted to go to movies, wanted to go places, wanted to go to dance. Well, 365 days from that day before, he saw his wife again. When he saw her, he walked up and he talked to her.
Mm-hmm. Baby, why do you have to go? Baby, why do you have to go? You ain't loving, baby. You used to love me so. And baby, don't you love me no more. I don't you love me, Daddy, no more. When you left, you broke my heart. When you left, you broke my heart. Said you love me, baby, and we would never part. Baby, don't you love me no more? I don't you love me, Daddy, no more. Baby, Papa ain't a fool. Baby, Papa ain't a fool. Now there's something wrong, baby. Sweet Mama turning cool. Baby, don't you love me no more? I don't you love me, Daddy, no more? All right, get out west and talk to me. Take it easy. Drive it, I said. You're doing all right. Baby, what are you gonna do? What is she gonna do? Baby, what are you gonna do? And you said you love me, baby, but now you say you're through. Baby, don't you love me no more? I don't you love me, Daddy, no more. Baby, ain't you coming back?
Come like you got money.
Baby, ain't you coming back? Money, baby, what is it that I like? Baby, don't you love me no more? Don't you love me, Daddy, no more?
Down south and up north, too, TB takes a tremendous toll among the Negroes. Leadbelly has made up a song which tells of the sorrows that result from this disease, and it's called by the unhappy name, the TB Blues.
Now, this is the TB Blues. I'm just a dedicating day and I'm on my way. I'm dedicating this TB blues to Mrs. Shorterwood and Miss Rosewood. Now, the first girl had the TB, she died. Woman didn't have a one child in the world, and that was a girl. Well, she had two or three boyfriends. The boyfriends would offer money, she wouldn't take it. The man that didn't have no money, she asked him for a dime, she loved him better. He didn't have him, she worried about it. When her mother comes to the bed, she look at her mother, hear what she said. It's too late, too late. Too late, too late, too late. It's too late, too late, too late, too late, too late. I'm on my way to Denver and Mama must have had a day. TV's all right to have if your friend and treat you so low. TV's all right to have in your friend and treat you so low down. Don't you ask them for no fever to even stop her coming around. The TV is killing me. TV is killing me. My mama, I'm like a prisoner, I'm always awakening the street. When I was on my feet, couldn't even walk down the street, but the men are looking at me from my head to my feet. But it's dead now, the TV is killing me. I want my body buried in the deep blue sea. I got a tuberculosis consumption is killing me.
Come to the end of another program in the series Folk Songs of America, as sung by the greatest minstrel of them all, Hughie Leadbetter, known to you as Leadbelly. Today our guests were members of the Oleander Quartet, George Boyd, Cecil Murray tenors, Howard Scott baritone, and George Hall bass. If you want the word, the TB Blues, write to Leadbelly in care of this station and a copy will be sent you. Folk Songs of America is produced by Henrietta Yurchenko. And this is the Municipal Broadcasting System.
This is just the best doggone wired radio station I think I've ever been at. You know what the difference is between the Titanic and WRCT? The Titanic had a better radio room.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
And we're back, folks. Fellas, look who just walked in the door. That's Lonesome James King.
Well, thank you, David. Good to be here. Lonesome Owen Saunders is up there getting his fiddle. He'll be down here in just a little bit. But right now, I'd like to do that song Menus Rehearsing the other week. We was fooling around. I'd like to get together and do it if you want to. Remember that. I keep my love with you.
Glad you said it.
Keep my love with you wherever you go. Please don't ever hurt me or turn my life into woe. Yesterday, someone told me that a new love took my place, but all I have is a memory. I know time can't erase. Keep my love with you. Turn my life into woe. I remember the day you left me. I thought our love was through, and now I found out, little darling, I can't live without you. Keep my love with you wherever you go. Please don't ever hurt me or turn my life into woe. Don't turn my life into woe.
Keep my love with you, friends. I hope you enjoyed it. That's a pretty one, James. No wonder I could remember all them words. It's been a while since we sung it, but I enjoyed it and hope you did too. Hey, look who's slipping around here in the corner with his fiddle in hand. James, that's your fiddle player and our guest today, Owen Saunders.
Owen, you got a good fiddle tune picked out for us today. Boy, I sure would like to hear one.
Yes, sir, James. When I was a kid, I'd listen to Chubby Wise play the old longbow on that Florida blues. We'll give it a try. Thank you.
mighty fine fiddling there, I'm telling you, Owen. You got a good vocal number picked out for us. I got a feeling you do.
Well, I don't know about how good, James, but it is sure enough a vocal number.
No matter how you look at it. What's it called?
It says someone took my place with you.
Yeah. All right.
Yes, sir.
Place with you. Now you tell me we are through. Someone broke my heart in two when they took my place with you. When it's too late to make amends, I'm sure you pay the price in the end. You'll be there alone and blue. Someone took my place with you. You'll find, since you left me here behind. In days to come, I hope you'll find you wrecked your life as well as mine. When it's too late to even cry, and with each day that passes by, you'll be there alone and blue. How's that ring? 'Cause someone took my place for you. Like to say a very special howdy to Mr. Ray Davis over here in the engineer booth, and all David Davis and all the rest of Davis here with the Warrior River Boys, and old James King even over there. James, so glad to be out here, 'cause someone took my place with you.
All right, yeah, boy. All right. Boy, I tell you what, man, you right on it today, Owen.
Yeah, Owen, that was a good one. Now, fellas, y'all settle back and Owen take just a break here a little bit, and I'll ask you to come back and play the theme with us. James wouldn't want to close out our portion here without doing a hymn for the folks. And let's do one of my favorites, if you don't mind. I know it's one you sing awful well, and we'll enjoy singing it with you. One entitled The Scarlet Purple Robe.
Let's do it.
It's a story so unkind, in the holy book we find, tells how Jesus stood alone one day. False accused and there condemned, yet they found no fault with him, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple robe my Savior wore, oh the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone, forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of bloodstained red, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. In the common judgment hall, he was mocked and scorned by all, and tears of sorrow fell upon his cheek. Soldiers of the wicked men smote him with their evil hand, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple robe, my my Savior wore. Oh, the shame for me he bore as he stood alone, forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of blood-stained red, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Words of truth that day was plain, from the lips out it came. In this man I find no reason he should die. But the multitudes then cried, let him now be crucified, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple robe my Savior wore, oh, the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone, forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of blood-stained red, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe.
Thank you, James King. That was some beautiful singing.
Thank you there, David. You're welcome.
Folks, we've had a great show here today and a lot of guests. Our good buddy Scott Brannon. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, David.
Owen Saunders, Marty Hayes, all the Warrior River boys. It's been a pleasure being with you, and we hope to see you again real, real soon. Thank you, Ray Davis. Thank you, folks. See you later.
Welcome back to Nucleo Tapes on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3.
On Market Square, we were carried away. We studied an entire. When you drew seas and thought about war.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. I'm Claude Glass. This is yet another episode of Nucleotapes, a show where we look at an artist's DNA. And on today's episode, we are looking at one of my favorite modern musicians, Kate LeBond. Kate LeBond was born in Wales, has so far released 5 albums, and her breakthrough kind of came in 2013 with Mug Museum. We just heard a track from that called Duke. She has continued to build on that sort of sound on the next 2 subsequent records, 2016's Crab Day and 2019's Reward. Intelligently constructed, sort of angular psych pop, she really effortlessly combines so many of my favorite sorts of genres and sounds. I firmly believe that her last release, 2019's Reward, is one of the best albums of the 2010s. Seems like lately she's kind of on track to release an album every 3 years, which means, hey, one should be coming pretty soon, next year. Although I have read in interviews and stuff that, especially around the 2016 record, started to kind of view music as a chore, as it increasingly became a part of her job. She started to feel kind of distant from the whole process. There was a lot of expectation. It just started to feel less fun. So she started to get into furniture building, actually, around the time that she was starting to record 2019's Reward. And she started to record that record just kind of almost treating music like a hobby. She'd come home and work on things in just bits and pieces. Not in this hugely focused, just extended marathon sessions of songwriting and really intense crafting. Just trying to get the basic parts of the songs and the structures out of the way in a way that felt really organic and fun. I think that really comes through on that record. I'm sure at some point she also did have to put her head down and really work on those tracks, because they can get pretty out there at times. Some pretty diverse instrumentation and some interesting, unexpected arrangements, which is one of my favorite parts of that record. It keeps you on your toes and still manages to be really consistent. Nothing feels like it's totally coming out of left field, because everything on that record is it kind of feels like it's coming out of left field. It's consistent in its ability to just keep throwing new things at you, new sounds, new structures for songs. She plays around with repetition, I think, in a really successful way. Nothing ever starts to feel very tired. Everything is very fresh, but yeah, you get the sense that you are really thoroughly exploring a certain sonic idea listening to one of her songs. In these next three sets, we're going to dig into some of the influences that she draws upon. It's a lot of fairly retro psychedelic sounds, although a pretty diverse range of those things, I would say. So we're going to start off with maybe the most obvious comparison, which you can say that about a ton of modern bands, but she frequently gets compared to Nico because of that sort of mildly detached vocal delivery with a slight accent. But I think in both Nico's case and Caleb Bond's case, even though they're not overselling it or charging every word with really overt emotion, sometimes saying certain lyrics with a lack of emotion it can be kind of emotional. I mean, I think of Nico's performance of These Days to be probably the best example of that. The lyrics sound dejected, and Nico's delivery of them sounds equally dejected and ends up coming across in a really emotional way. It's the most nuanced way to deliver those lyrics, in a way. So, to hear that comparison really come through, we're going to hear a track from the 1967 Velvet Underground and Nico record. We're going to check out one of the songs that Nico sings lead on, I'll Be Your Mirror. The chances of somebody being totally unfamiliar with that record, I think, in 2021 are pretty slim, but hey, whatever. Still worth checking out a song from it. It's a classic. After that, we're going to move on to some kind of psychedelic folk that came out of the Canterbury scene. Canterbury scene is probably most famously and commonly associated with bands like The Soft Machine. And we're going to check out solo records from two of the members of that band. First, we're going to take a look at a Robert Wyatt solo record called Schleep, which is just sleep with an H after the S. I love the cover for that record, and yeah, it just has this certain mysticism. I said something earlier about Caleb Bond's songs feeling very intelligently constructed, and I think Robert Wyatt's songs feel very similarly. He really borrows from that kind of folk palette, but brings almost a sort of prog energy to constructing the songs, or a jazz sensibility, which I think is something that the Soft Machine records do really well. Yeah, it's a really cool record. Makes me want to dig into more of his records, but we're going to be checking out the third track from that, Marianne. Then we're going to listen to a track from a solo Kevin Ayers record, Joy of a Toy, probably his most famous. We're going to check out a wonderfully repetitive and catchy track from that called Religious Experience, a wonderful ode to the cathartic feeling that comes with singing repetitive song lyrics to yourself. At least that's how it comes across to me. Then I think Kate LeBond's music takes a lot of those kind of folksy or psychedelic elements and combines them with a little bit of a no wave or kind of angular energy. So to get a little bit of that DNA, we're going to look at a really early Devo track from Hardcore Devo called Golden Energy. I believe most of the demos on this record were recorded before the release of their first record. Yeah, four-track demos recorded in the mid-70s. So this is definitely some of the earliest Devo tracks you can access, and it's definitely them at their strangest. But before we get there, just in case Caleb Bond might be a little bit unfamiliar to you, we're going to hear another one of her songs. We're going to start this set off with Here It Comes Again from Reward. All right, I'll see you back here in a few. That's our first set. Thank you.
had it in a frame. Here it comes again.
Slide over sand around the road. over an ocean away, like salmon turning back for night round to the delta, with the rivulets tumbling down, glide over sand around the rocks, back through the wavering weeds and the turds in a way, river smell on the roof along the way, over gravel the whiz of the tributaries against the icy water flow to
expected to meet the demands of an energetic me. Before a red hot day, golden energy dripping down on you. Golden energy, natural aphrodisiac, golden energy, working hard to keep you on full. Golden energy, pumping iron all the way, keep you youth being too tired. Keep you latched up and wired, reboot your fire. Golden energy for the guy or gal who's had a hard, hard day at the office. Golden energy when you're expected to meet the demands of an energetic man before a red hot day. Golden energy meets all requirements, posts no bills, poots no guff. Needs no prescription. Golden energy, handle if you can, if you dare. Help yourself to another share.
Thanks for tuning in to Nucleotapes on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. On this show, we unpack the musical DNA of a certain artist, and on this week's episode, we are looking at the modern experimental pop musician Kate LeBon, who sort of synthesizes an angular, no-wave-ish outsider energy with the palette of a lot of 60s and 70s psychedelic pop and folk music. We just heard a set that started to unpack some of those influences, and we're going to continue to on the next set. We're going to dig into some more 60s folk, focusing more on some sort of introverted, undiscovered records, or at least undiscovered at the time of their release. They've attracted quite a following now. So in this next set, we're going to hear songs by artists like Linda Perhax, Nick Drake, and Sybil Bayer. I think you can see their influence come through just in terms of the songwriting. The songwriters that take a sort of unexpected way into examining a really personal concept, I think, is something that Kate LeBon's lyrics do very well. As well as the guitar, I think there are definitely some similarities between the guitar playing of somebody like Nick Drake and Kate LeBon's guitar playing, which sort of takes that very pattern-heavy, repetitive feeling and mashes it up with the sensibility of the Raincoats or something like that. So we're going to start things off on this next set with a track from a 1970 record by Linda Perhax called Parallelograms. The opening track from that, Shimmicum Rain. Linda Perhax is a Californian musician who recorded this album, Parallelograms, in the late 60s, who kind of just was writing songs for herself, was a very personal songwriter. I don't think she had aspirations of becoming an influential musician or a famous musician or anything like that. But, she was working as a dental hygienist and met a record executive in the office. Recorded this album, and it was kind of undiscovered for a long time until the freak folk movement of the early 2000s dug it up unexpectedly. Similar to Sybil Bayer, who we'll hear later in the set, and Vashti Bunyan, I think are the three artists that benefited from that rediscovery probably the most. I think knowing that information going into this record makes it seem so extraordinary. It's hard to imagine somebody that's seemingly just writing songs as a hobby or writing songs in such an isolated way. Someone that's not connected to the industry. I guess somebody that doesn't have just a ton of experience writing a song like this, it's kind of hard to imagine. I think because it does seem so sure of itself and so experienced. I don't know. I just, in terms of the arrangement, I think it's a really cool song. Moving on from there, a songwriter that definitely did not get very much attention while he was alive, which sort of led to his early, unexpected passing. Nick Drake, going to be checking out a song from his 1969 record, Five Leaves Left. All three of the albums he released while he was alive are great, including the very straightforward and minimalist Pink Moon, which is probably his most popular record now. love that album. But I think it's definitely worth checking out his other stuff. So we'll be listening to track 6 from that first record, Cello Song. Sort of famous now for confidently experimenting with alternative tunings and interesting picking patterns. Has a really interesting idiosyncratic approach to playing the guitar. You can tell that a lot of care and a lot of passion went into his songs. And I think when they didn't really attract much interest at the time of their release, it was kind of disappointing for him, kind of heartbreaking. He kind of struggled to come to terms with that. Moving on from there, another one of those rediscoveries of the freak folk movement, Sybil Bayer. She is a German singer-songwriter. This collection of songs, titled Color Green, I don't think ever had a release in the 70s when it was recorded. She just recorded these tracks in her house on her own time on some fairly inexpensive equipment. They eventually saw a wider release in 2006, but yeah, they've managed to find quite a following in the sort of indie music scene for, yeah, once again, just how unexpectedly excellent and confident these songs come across. We're going to be hearing the opening track from that collection titled Tonight, which paints such a vivid picture. And that'll do it for our set on Kate LeBond's sort of folk influences that she incorporates into her sound. Before we get there, one more track from Kate LeBond from that 2019 record Reward that I was raving about earlier. Here's the second track, Daylight Matters.
If I'm never gonna see every day since I came.